and Dawalawan. I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On October 28th, the NDP in the Skeena-Bulkley Valley nominated MP Taylor Backrack to run as their candidate in the next federal election. Backrack spoke with CFNR about what this nomination means, some of the issues he brought to Parliament, and concerns and issues that he's working on now. If I can just get your name and your title.
It's Taylor Backrack. I'm the Member of Parliament for Skeena-Bulkley Valley.
This is something that you've been doing for 4 years now, correct?
Correct. I was first elected in 2019 after serving 8 years as the Mayor of Smithers, and it's been a really deep honor to represent the folks of Northwest BC.
This past weekend, you were actually nominated to run as the NDP candidate for the next federal election.
Absolutely. It feels wonderful to have the party express its support for me as their candidate. We don't know when a federal election is going to be. We know that at the latest it will be in 2025, but it's good to be prepared and really happy to be the candidate for Skeena-Bulkley Valley moving forward.
Congratulations. Your family must be so proud.
Yeah, this is really, you know, it's been a family effort for a long time. I have a really supportive family and, you know, I couldn't do it without them. It's a huge riding to cover. Skeena-Bulkley Valley is the size of Poland and it's one of the farthest ridings from Ottawa. So I spend a huge amount of time on the road, traveling around to every small community and ensuring that I can be a good, strong voice for the people of the Northwest.
Definitely. I know I actually first met you at Salmon Fest in Prince Rupert earlier
this year.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I saw you again Canada Day in Kitimat, Riverboat Days here in Terrace, and then, of course, the Nice Joch Memorial Pole Rematriation Ceremony in Lac La Sap. That you attended with Jagmeet Singh, who is the leader of the NDP.
Yes.
And then recently, the groundbreaking for the 70-unit housing in Prince Rupert for the village of Lac La Lams. You're kind of all over the place.
When I first ran to be the MP in 2019, I promised people that I would be a representative who shows up. I think in the Northwest, that's a really important thing. I need to understand what people are going through and what's going on in our community so I can bring a strong voice to the House of Commons. And so it's been a real joy and an honor to visit communities big and small over the last 4 years. And every day that I stand up in the House and speak on behalf of our region, I'm reminded of what a privilege and what an honor it is.
Housing has been a big issue for you.
Absolutely. This is where the affordability crisis is really hitting so many families. We don't have enough affordable housing in any of our communities. This is something that everyone is struggling with. And so seeing this 70-unit apartment building being constructed in Prince Rupert, it's going to make a big difference for families there. We need to see those kinds of solutions in every single one of our communities. And that includes Indigenous communities as well. One of the things we've been emphasizing is that the federal government needs to take a proactive role once again. You know, years ago, the federal government built housing. They built non-market housing that was affordable for families. In the 1990s, they really abdicated that role and stepped back from providing those housing solutions. So we need the federal government to get back in that game, to be not just incentivizing market housing, but to be building non-market housing. This is co-op housing, it's rental housing, it's nonprofit housing that people can afford. And when we do that, we make our community stronger, and that's something that I'm pushing extremely hard for in Ottawa.
And then some of the other things that you've really been fighting for is the CEBA loan repayment.
So. Absolutely. You know, the pandemic was hard on a lot of small businesses. You know, at one point, there were small businesses that were forced to close because of public health measures, while big box stores stayed open. And the government came up with a loan program that allowed a lot of small businesses to survive through that very difficult period. And it included a significant loan forgiveness program. Now, a lot of businesses haven't recovered from the pandemic, and they've been hit with high interest rates, with difficult staffing issues, and with the increased cost of living. And so we're pushing the government to extend the repayment for those loans by a year. And that's going to give these small businesses room to breathe and the ability to recover and pay back the non-forgivable portion of those loans.
And then as of late, you got the $219 million in federal funding for farmers and ranchers in British Columbia as well?
Hey, absolutely. We're in a minority government right now, which means that the NDP has a lot of power. And we're using that power in Parliament to get help for the people who need it. And that includes farmers who've had a really tough summer with drought and fires across Western Canada. And so we succeeded in getting over $200 million, in support for struggling farmers who haven't had enough feed to feed their animals. That's just one of the pieces that I've been working really hard on during some tough times when a lot of people are struggling.
And then you were also very instrumental in getting the passport office established in Prince George, which...
Rural communities have always had to fight to retain government services. There's a real push to centralize services in big urban centers. And what happens when that occurs is that people from places like Prince Rupert or Terrace or Smithers or Kitimat have to drive to the city in order to get the services that they need. And we saw this during the pandemic around passports, because when travel reopened, a lot of people had to renew their passports. There's no passport office in northern BC. And so people were having to travel, drive all the way from Prince Rupert to Vancouver in order to get their passport. And so I was able to push the federal government to open a new passport office in Prince George. It's still a significant drive for people, but it's a lot more accessible than having to go all the way to the Lower Mainland to get passport services.
So you have definitely been a voice for rural residents in the Skinnebulkley Valley.
The other thing, Sabrina, I wanted to mention is the Red Dress Alert. And I'm not sure if you've heard of this, but we have a campaign. The NDP has a campaign led by Leah Gazan from Winnipeg, pushing for something called a Red Dress Alert, which would be similar to an Amber Alert, but for missing Indigenous women and girls. And as you know very well, this is an issue that has impacted so many families and communities in the Northwest. I'm really proud to work alongside Leah to push the government to bring in this Red Dress Alert system. And over the next month, we're going to be getting out there in communities and encouraging people to be part of the campaign so that we can really share a strong message to the federal government that this is something that Northwest BC wants.
So what are some of the other things that you're currently working on and pushing for?
Well, two of the big policies that are going to help millions of Canadians, including families in Skinnebulkley Valley, are dental care and pharmacare. Right now, there are a lot of people who just can't afford to send their kids to the dentist. There are seniors who can't get their teeth fixed and are suffering health impacts from that. And so we've long believed that you should include dental care as part of our universal health care system. And the NDP has managed to use our power in Parliament to force the government to bring in a public nationwide dental care program that's going to help seniors and young people under 18 and people living with disabilities get the dental care that they need. And that's going to happen at the end of this year. So it's coming up really soon. We're pushing the government so hard right now to finish the implementation and to allow people to get those benefits. And I think it's going to be something that's going to be a real legacy for future generations. The other piece around that is that there are millions of Canadians who can't afford the medication that their doctor prescribes. And, you know, this is really unacceptable in a country as wealthy as ours, that there are people who can't take their medication because they can't afford it. And so we're pushing the government to table a pharmacare bill that is going to lay the foundation for a universal single-payer pharmacare system in this country. When that happens, it's going to be a good day because people deserve to be able to take their prescriptions and get healthier as a result.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or share with us
today? I don't think so, Sabrina. Like I said, it's just such an honor to be a voice for the Northwest. And I still wake up every single day and work hard to bring that voice to the House of Commons and make sure that people are represented in a strong way. Our region deserves it. And certainly we've had a long legacy of strong members of Parliament that I'm honored to uphold.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.